Good evening, everyone. Almost missed the net. I got home from a weekend of camping, and I was just plugging my antennas back in and just turned the equipment on, and the repeater came out. I'm like, oh, that's right, it's Sunday night after 7. So just made it in time. But, yeah, we were up north camping, up in our place up there in Lupton, and with my brother-in-law and his wife and some other friends. Just a typical weekend for us, I guess. But the radio club up in West Branch, ORS, Aranac Ogama Repeater Society, or I think it's ORS anyways, but they had a picnic. I'm a member of that club up there, too, and I was going to go to the picnic, but my brother-in-law's travel trailer had lost DC power, and he had just replaced the inverter or converter on it, so we started checking stuff out, and the converter had power, but it had, you know, 120 volts in, but it wasn't getting anything out. So we just, later in the day, we took it out and checked it out. You know, I plugged it back in after we had it out, and he had 12 volts. Well, actually, had closer to 15, but then he says, well, let's try and put it back in. So we put it back. Well, actually, we didn't get it all the way in. We just hooked the main bus for the 12 volts up to it, and it wouldn't work again. So I'm thinking, well, apparently that's a bad converter, because it can't handle any kind of load on it. Because you take it off and you got your voltage, but you don't have it if you put a load on it. So it's only a month old, so you gotta have to try and get another one. See if you can't get his money back for that, or a trade or whatever. But other than that, just didn't rain much up there, just a little bit, a few sprinkles here and there. But so yeah, and I woke up this morning, and walked outside. And I'm like, man, it's cold. You get used to like 90 degrees, and all of a sudden it's like 65 out. It's cold. I felt like a Floridian, I guess. But that's about it for this round. Back to net, NEKPR.